Can I call you Gramps? Gramps?
I hate that. What? I hate it. I won't have that.
Grampy?
No.
Grandad?
Not so keen on that.
Old geezer?
Don't like it.
Oldie Woldie?
Oldie Woldie?
Coffin Dodger?
Well, I've never heard that.
I've literally just... Barry, I'm thinking of getting chickens.
Oh, yes.
Because I think it'll be nice for the boys to see where their food comes from, where the eggs come from.
I'm not finished. Yes.
I'm setting it up for those who are just tuning in.
Steady. Yes.
So I think it'd be nice to get some chickens, and every morning we go out, we get a fresh egg, we have it for our breakfast.
Me now?
I finished talking now, yes.
You finished talking now. Yeah, right. I would like to say one word to you.
Don't say the word I think you're going to say. Don't say that word.
I'm saying that word. You've already dealt with that one.
Okay, good.
They're up early in the morning and you certainly don't want that. It's foxes. Foxes.
I don't know why I'm laughing at the potential of an animal being mauled to death, but if they're in a, if I put them in a coop, they'll be okay, won't they?
Well, the fox, the urban fox, is a wily character.
Yes,
he can find his way. It's like a KFC to that thing. It can come in minus the coleslaw and the corn on the cob. He can get in at any hour of the day or night. He's a wily character. And I don't want to see the look on your son's face when he gets up in the morning and there's what looks like the remains of a dog in bucket all over the garden, you know.
That is the thing. I would have to come. I'd have to come down early every morning and check that, you know, and clean up any mess that may have...
What do you do if it is there? You know,
well, we do what we did with...
Drop its head up behind a brick or something and pretend it's...
Do that. We do the same that we did with the fish. The fish died recently and the fish has gone on holiday. So the hens will go on holiday.
Ah, well, I suppose so. But it's a very cruel thing if that does happen, and it will happen, Ian. I think you know that.
Is that a threat?
Where you live, near those bins, they're all around there.
Listen, Barry, we've got a couple of minutes before I have to go to the... Well, we've got about a minute before we go to the weather. Would you go through the front pages of some of the newspapers with me?
Yeah, go on then, away you go.
OK, we've got the Daily Express.
Oh, my favourite, yes. I like a proper read, you know. The informed paper, yes.
There's a picture of two children sat all wrapped up nice and warm on a beach.
Yes.
Minus 12 degrees. Summertime starts with our coldest Easter.
You went round in 1962. This is balmy compared to that. Next.
The Daily Mail.
My favourite.
There's a picture...
Too left-wing for me, the Daily Mail.
There's a picture on the front page of a very shapely bottom.
Is it your producer?
Don't go there. There's it's a lady in a very tight blue two-piece suit, very shapely bottom, and the headline is "Who's the very shapely royal doing a pipa?" So basically, they're saying, "Look at this posh bottom."
It's someone with a nice bottom in the royal family. Is it the Queen?
It's not the
Are
Queen.
We still on air?
Just you lost me the last two jobs. Don't lose me this one.
Sorry.
Have another guess. It's not the Queen.
Is it Pippa's sister, the delightful Kate?
No, it's not. One more guess.
Is it one of those funny ones who wore the pretzel on her head at the wedding?
No, it's not. It's Sophie, the Countess of Wessex.
Oh, lovely.
And
Will I get the head chopped off for saying that?
Yes.
I think they're lovely. Respectful, lovely.
And finally, before we go to the weather, the Sun Village... Yes. See if you can guess what this headline refers to. Village People's Princess.
I know what it is. It's something to do with Princess Diana. She went to a gay club with Freddie Mercury. 3 out of 3. A sigh of relief as the weather approaches and the traffic and we can finally get rid of Barry. He's killed 10 minutes of the show. Not long now, folks. Till it can't... Hello? Oh, bye-bye. A few more seconds to kill before the... Is it the traffic or the weather? It's... Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye, then.
It's the weather with Georgina Bennett.